And focus today, Tunisian women in politics. Women now make up nearly a quarter of Tunisia's parliament, a ratio higher than in any other region of the world except the Nordic countries. VOA's Brent Hurd takes a look at the role of women in the political and economic life of North Africa's most prosperous country and trends in other Arab nations.
Throughout the ancient Medina of Tunis, sleepy-eyed shopkeepers thrust open their doors for another day of commerce. The narrow walkways are empty, but will soon be flooded with shoppers, locals as well as thousands of tourists. They'll be tantalized by an array of goods, including pottery, sweets, traditional clothing, and copper-studded plates with scenes from the Sahara Desert. While women prepare to sell carpets made by hand, they are also active in other realms of Tunisian life. More women than ever will be entering the halls of parliament as a result of last month's election. Nearly one of four members of parliament are women. Tunisian women have been active in public life and the workforce for decades. Hella is a 25-year-old electrical engineering student from Tunis.
If you're a woman, you can do anything. You can go to any school, you can become a doctor, you can become a lawyer, you can vote, you can drive your car. They have the same right of owning their own properties and running their own business. In Tunisia, you can see women everywhere, in almost all fields. In politics, they're ministers, ambassadors, and they're very active in the government.
Tunisian history took a dramatic turn when a charismatic leader named Habib Bourguiba helped his country gain independence from France in 1956. As the first president, he was determined to foster a modern society based on a relaxed interpretation of Islam. He reached out to trade with Europe and implemented a series of measures that earned him the title Liberator of Women. Isabel Coleman of the Council on Foreign Relations in New York City specializes in women's issues. She says Mr. Bourguiba single-handedly changed the role of women in Tunisian society, much as Mustafa Kemal Atatürk did in modern Turkey.
Tunisia is a country that has been able to push through a lot of these quite progressive policies on women because it had a very autocratic, strong leader who believed in it and pushed it on its people. Women are now reaching a status in society where they feel comfortable running for office and society feels comfortable putting them there.
President Bourguiba outlawed polygamy and restricted the tradition of arranged marriages. He considered the hijab, or veil worn by Muslim women, demeaning and banned it from schools. He also encouraged equal education for men and women. Although fundamental Muslims resisted such changes, his government cracked down on anyone who wanted to mix religion with politics. Today, the government continues such crackdowns, especially in the long shadow of violence brought about by Islamic militancy in next-door Algeria. Today's leader, President Ben Ali, also upholds women's rights. Isabel Coleman says despite such advances in places like Tunisia, Arab women in general still have a long way to go. The literacy rate of women in the Arab world is around 50%. She says that statistic masks the real gains women have made.
I think there are gross stereotypes of women from that part of the world that people view all Arab women as being veiled and submissive, and it's just simply not true. And if you look around the region, whether they're veiled or not veiled, there are women playing a very important and outspoken role on political and economic reforms throughout the area, from Morocco and Tunisia and Jordan and Egypt and Qatar and even in Saudi Arabia.
Karine Jabra monitors women in politics for the Geneva-based Interparliamentary Union. She says Tunisia is leading a general advance.
We note that over the past 5 years, the Arab world has been increasing steadily in terms of its percentage of women in parliaments. And in 1990, we had an average of 3.4% of women in parliament. And today we have an average of 6.9%, which means 3 percentage points more.
Karine Jabra acknowledges the role of women differs from one state to the next in the Arab world. Yet she says throughout the region, the question of women in politics is no longer ignored. In fact, the trend within most Arab governments is to encourage women to enter politics and business, as they have in Tunisia. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.
South Asia News Now. We're coming to you on the Voice of America.